Track 2. Neil's Take. This month, Neil is introducing us to another member of his family, his young granddaughter.
I know we get slower as we get older, and perhaps we're not so sharp, but recently I was given a damning verdict on my declining brain power. It came from our 7-year-old granddaughter, little Miss H, who hears all, sees all, and remembers even more. On the days we collect her from school, she often emerges to announce that she has a new game. These games are the product of her extremely fertile imagination. On the journey home, she sets the scene for the excitement to follow. On arrival at Shady Pines, Mrs. H manages to come up with something urgent she has to do, while I am dragged through to the day room to play this latest creation. Among the games is Mermaids. I'm allowed to be a merman, and I have to plunge from the comfort of my armchair onto the carpet, which is in fact the ocean. Then we have Dragon Island. Many a time I've hidden in a cave beside the sideboard to avoid fire and brimstone. On one occasion, she greeted us at the school with the news that she had just given birth, and now she has a son to go with her 18-year-old daughter. Or maybe she's 10. The age varies as the game progresses. My role involves being assigned domestic duties. A favourite, and goodness knows where she hit on this one, is vegetarian Neanderthals. Owing to the menu these imaginary cave dwellers pursue, when I'm dispatched to hunt for food in a land where all manner of dangerous animals lurk, I'm not allowed to slay a wild boar for supper. Instead, I have to go behind the sofa to forage for nuts and berries. Rules are made up as we go along, but if I query how I am surviving underwater while a mermaid leaps around on the bottom of the sea, there is a ready answer, prefixed by the words, "Just pretend that." Then one day, as we waited for her release from the classroom, I said to Mrs. H, "Please don't let her have a game today. I don't think I can hack it." But my plea went unanswered. She bounded up to announce she had decided to play what would be one of her regulars, Wicked Witches. I heaved a sigh. I knew this involved having several spells cast on me before being led into a corner, inserted into an imaginary cauldron, and boiled till I was tender. When we got home, and I was ordered to present myself in the day room to be briefed on my role in the game, I flopped in the armchair and indicated through body language and huge sighs that I was not up for it. However, these signals were not received. "Come on, Grandad, pretend you can fly." "Not today," I replied weary. "I haven't got the energy." Then there followed the assessment of my mental state. "The trouble is, Grandad, you have lost your imagination." Ouch! Had I hit another milestone in the ageing process? But this was followed by words of compassion. "All right, you can sit there and watch me," she said. Phew! In fact, this proved quite entertaining. As she role-played, I fired questions at her, receiving instant responses. "How did you escape from the Wicked Witch?" "Oh, a prince came and rescued me. I should have known." "Okay, let's be honest. I do treasure these times. After all, they won't last that long. And I should be grateful that one so young wants someone for a playmate who is lacking in stamina, has creaking joints, and has to climb off the armchair into the ocean rather than dive in. Oh, I must dash. Have to go to the forest to gather some mushrooms."
Thank you, Neil. Make sure you pick the right mushrooms.